The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His throne of glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the King will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm late. And sorry for the interruption there. I'm standing in for Pastor Stephen for a little bit. He called me last night and said he was under the weather, and so I forgot to set my alarm, and he said he could cover for a little bit. Don't worry, though. It ain't the COVID. Apparently, he ate some bad sushi, and he was pretty pleased that he could make it through as much of the service as he did. Sorry to whoever cleans the bathrooms. But at any rate, I'm Pastor M.R. Ducks, and it's good to be with y'all this morning. I've been retired for a few years. I know, don't let the hair fool you. Truth is, I'm not really a natural blonde. I got my youngest, she's into cosmetology school, and she's been working on highlights and hair dyeing this month. Apparently, they didn't teach her about matching, but still, it's good to be with y'all. So, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's not usually what Pastor Stephen says, but that's what I say. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for this time to gather here, this time to be with you and to be centered on your word. Bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Well, I got to tell y'all, my favorite holiday is Halloween. I do love me some Halloween. I got to tell you. And some of you may be thinking, why is this guy talking about Halloween almost a month after we had it? Well, I'll tell you. If you can decorate for Christmas 2 months before Christmas, then I can talk about Halloween the whole daggum year, okay? But what's not to like? First of all, I love candy. You know, clearly I love candy. And the missus, she'd go out every year and she buys a whole bunch of candy for all the trick-or-treaters. But truth is, I retired onto a farm and the only ones we ever get are our grandbabies. And so, you know, I'm not going to give them the whole bag. So I get left with enough candy to last me for a couple months. And, well, clearly I eat it. But, you know, that's part of it. But then, you know, there's also the scary part. I do love the scary part. You know, I always go out to deceased farms every year. That's a well-done establishment out there. They even got a corn maze in the back. It's pretty cool. And so I go there, and I love the horror movies. They make me laugh so much, especially those ones from the 80s. You ever watch those? Oh, my goodness, they are so funny. But I tell you the best part about Halloween, dressing up. Man, it's fun to dress up. For one day of a year, you can be whoever you want to be. If you always wanted to be a firefighter, you can be a firefighter that day. If you always wanted to be a woman, you can be a woman that day. If you want to be the president of the United States of America, you can be the president for that one day. And the next day, you can be yourself again. It's wonderful, isn't it? To be able to dress up and pretend to be somebody that you're not. Well, truth is, we ought to be pretty good at that. Because let's be honest, I think we go through a lot of life pretending to be somebody that we're not. I mean, think of all the different people that you are. There's the work you, right? The one that goes to work Monday through Friday all dressed up, looking nice, pretending to be more knowledgeable than the guy next to you. And you know, you come across as professional and knowledgeable and important. Well, then there's the home you. You know, you give all your work, you give all the work and stuff at work, but then you get home and you just sit on the couch like a sack of potatoes, don't help anybody out. You just sit there. And you know, you're all nice and polite all day long, but you're not exactly nice and polite to the people that you're supposed to love the most. But of course, then there's the weekend you. That's the weekend you that you get around your friends, right? And you use a bunch of words you probably shouldn't use, and you cuss like a sailor, you drink like a fish, and then you tell some jokes that really shouldn't be funny, but everybody laughs. And then, of course, there's a Sunday morning you, and that's the one that you get all dressed up again, and you act like all the stuff that you did during the week, well, that didn't really happen because that wasn't you. And so you pretend that you are the holiest person on the face of the earth, that you act like this all week long. See, we play dress up all the time, don't we? But there's a thing about that, is eventually when you're playing dress up, it gets really tiring and really itchy.
Hold on. Thing that we've learned in COVID is we don't like to wear masks, do we? We don't like to pretend to be somebody we're not because it's exhausting. It's difficult to have that many personalities in that many different places to be somebody other than who we're meant to be. Now, the reason I bring this up is because in today's gospel reading, we hear something that is kind of troublesome. Jesus talks about how the king, i.e. God the Father, will gather all people from all nations and separate the sheep from the goats. Sheep at his right hand, the goats at his left. And to those on his right hand, he'll say, "You that are blessed, for you come into my kingdom. For I was hungry, you gave me some food. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was sick and in prison and you visited me." And then they'll say, "What are you talking about, King? When did we see you like any of those?" And the king will say, "Just as you did it to the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." And then he'll say to the goats, the same thing, only a little different. "I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was naked. I was a stranger. I was in prison. I was sick. And you didn't help me." And then the goats will also say, "Well, when did that happen? When did we not see you?" "Well, just as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it to me." Now, our first response to this, if you're anything like me, is to worry. Because I think of all the times that I didn't do that. You know, the times that I was driving down the road and saw somebody with a sign up front, and my first thought was, he's going to go home to a nicer house than I have and drive home in a BMW. Or you see somebody broken down on the side of the road and you're certainly not going to stop and help them out because, well, they could hurt me. And you see people that need a drink, but, you know, you can't get too close to them because, well, you know, COVID. And then you see strangers and you know, they don't look like me or talk like me or act like me. So you don't welcome them. There are people in prison, but we don't associate with folks like that. And people that are sick, well, they ought to be quarantined about now, right? And we start thinking of all those times that we didn't. And we get worried. Because the outcome of this parable isn't really one that we want in our lives, especially not in our future, because they're cast into the outer darkness. They're not given the kingdom. And we look at this and we think, I think I might be a goat. But here's the thing, my friends. You're not a goat. Through our baptism into Jesus Christ, you and I are named and claimed. We're sheep. Every single one of us, baptized, sheep. That's who you are. Now, I'm not a farmer, nor am I a biologist, but I'm fairly certain that a sheep is a sheep and a goat is a goat. And a sheep can't become a goat and a goat can't become a sheep. I got Clint Seitz right there. He's a farmer, got them both. He's shaking his head, yes, you can't. You either have a sheep or a goat. And so the thing is, we hear this parable and we think, well, all right, well, what if I'm a sheep but I'll become a goat? No, you can't. It doesn't work that way. You are either a sheep or you are a goat. And what our problem is that we like to play dress up. We forget who we are. We pretend to be a goat when the reality is the entire time our identity, we are children of God. We are sheep. That's who we are. You and I are children of God. We are sheep. We have been given the promise of being at his right hand, given the promise of coming into his kingdom and having eternal life. The problem is we don't remember who we are all the time. It's like we have amnesia, on a soap opera or something, and we can't remember who we really are. And so we act like goats. But now there is something interesting about this parable that we often miss. In both cases, both the sheep and the goats had the same reaction. What? When did we see you? When did we see you and do this? Or when did we see you and not do this? Because the reality is, sheep act like sheep and goats act like goats. And it's just second nature. It's just who we are. Unless we're fooling ourselves. Because the truth is, because we have the Holy Spirit, because God has welcomed us into his kingdom, we share our gifts to show God's love. That's just part of our identity. It's part of who we are. No, it doesn't mean we're perfect. No, it doesn't mean that we're not going to say an off-color word from time to time, or that we might be a little stodgier at times than others, and maybe we aren't always the most appropriate people in the world. But what it does mean is that we are people of love and grace and mercy, because that's in our DNA. That's our very core. It is who we are. And so we need to stop fooling ourselves. We need to stop putting on masks, not literal masks, keep wearing those, but we need to stop pretending to be a goat. We need to stop treating others poorly or looking past folks that aren't like us as if they don't matter, because they do. Because God loves them. And because we're sheep, we're called to love them too. See, I think some of our problem in this is that we feel very disconnected. Because we don't realize that, you know, we're thinking, you know what, faith would be a lot easier if Jesus was right there with us all the time. You know, if I was hanging out with Jesus and he's right here and I could see him, then I would know. You know, probably ought not do that. Jesus is with me. He's going to see me do that. It's just like, you know, when you were a little kid and your parents are standing right there, they tell you not to eat a cookie. You're not going to eat a cookie with them sitting next to you. But it's the same thing with our faith, isn't it? It's as if we don't realize that Jesus is there. We feel disconnected. And if 2020 has taught us nothing else, we know all about feeling disconnected, don't we? We don't even know who we're connected to. I tell you, last Sunday brought tears to my eyes. Some of you may remember, we had a congregational meeting. And during the benediction, I stood up and I said, please sign into Zoom. Because quite honestly, I was worried we weren't going to have enough people. And so I was hoping that the five folks that might be watching the service would tune in and do this. I went out and took care of some things, walked back in, and you can see the number of participants on the screen. 29. And it went up all the way up to 40. And that's not how many people we had. That's just how many accounts were signed in. We had probably double or triple that because of how many people were in their families. We feel disconnected, but the reality is we're not. We're not disconnected. We're not disconnected from each other, and we're definitely not disconnected from God. See, that was the surprise that came to both the sheep and the goats. They didn't realize that Christ was right there in their midst the whole time. They may not recognize him because Christ comes in the most unrecognizable forms. But the truth is, Christ is with us. And Christ, as our King, invites us into that realm, into his kingdom at his right hand, because we are sheep. Now, folks, the way sheep acts, as we define it here, as I said earlier, we share our gifts to show God's love. And one way for us to feel connected to Christ, connected to our faith, during this time and all times, is to be conscious about doing just that, sharing your gifts to show God's love. The truth is, we all do it. It's who we are. It's in our DNA. We're doing it all the time. But we're not often thinking about the fact that that's what we're doing. So I'm asking you today to make a conscious effort to share your gifts to show God's love. In the morning, think to yourself, now how can I share my gifts today? And in the evening before you go to bed, ask yourself, how did I share my gifts today? And when you do that, you'll begin to feel that connection that yes, my faith is connected. Yes, Christ is with me. Yes, I am connected to my brothers and sisters in the faith because yes, I am gifted and I am called to share it because that's what sheep do. It's time to stop pretending that we have another king. Jesus is our king and we are his sheep. Share your gifts to show God's love and see if that doesn't change the world. Amen.